Simchin Sav Beis Sif Yud. We did the Sif. We didn't do the Mishaburas yet. So again, so the Sif was this was where we introduced the concept called Tzuras HaPesach. We're first meeting Tzuras HaPesach now. So a person makes a Tzuras HaPesach, which means we'll see more details exactly how you make a Tzuras HaPesach as we go on. So right now we're discussing what does it work for. So we said that that'll work for even if the pirtza is more than 10. As a matter of fact, even if it's just four poles and four corners and then everything else is Tzuras HaPesach, so the Shulchan Aruch says that works in a chotzer or a mave. It doesn't work in a bika. Then the Rambam came along and said, the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam, that Tzuras HaPesach does not work if the pirtza is more than 10, unless the oimid is merubah l'paritz. If the oimid is merubah, then it'll work even in a bika, even if you need a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides, but since the oimid is merubah, it'll work. Okay. Mishnebura sivkatan nun gimel. So he said, afilu l'pirtza yaseir, deshub ein nechshav hamakamahu l'pirtza. Tzuras HaPesach removes the status of pirtza, because we consider it a doorway now, not a pirtza. See, even what we said before, a pirtza which is less than 10 is automatically considered a doorway, right? And as long as you don't have a problem of too much opening, or if the oimen is meruba, a pirtza less than 10 is automatically a doorway. So Tzuras HaPesach gives the status of a doorway to something more than 10. Even if all four sides have these openings, as a matter of fact, even if you put four poles and four corners, and you put these Tzuras HaPesach on top of them, it works. We live with zipters walls with doors, etc. This is a lot of Moshe Sinai. It's a status of a doorway. Okay, a status of a wall with a door. So the chutzner has walls usually, so why do we need it for a Pesach? So it's a chutzner, which is a place where people use and live, etc. Or it's a mavi. But the walls are missing. What happened? The walls fell. And they made these poles in the corners, and they made the Tzuras HaPesach. Why does it work? Because there are people who live there. In a place where people live, having doors, etc., is a normal thing, and therefore it'll work. Therefore, that's mutter. But in a bika, it will not work. However, we're saying what will not work in a bika is just Tzuras HaPesach. That does not include the following, which will work in a bika. You had basically enclosure. But there was openings in the walls which are more than 10. So even in the case of a bika, mahani Tzuras HaPesach, fill up a bika barba ruchesel. So you have walls with some openings, even though it's on all four sides, that'll work even in a bika. I feel hoyo haporutz meruba ala oimid. Even if the majority was porutz, as long as it was oimid. As opposed to just having poles in the corners, which is the case that we're saying will not work. In the case of Arba Kuntasin, you just have the poles in the four corners, that will not work in a bika.
So, what is it about a bika? It's because it's not
made for diurim, not paid for diurim. The Rambam came along and said that the Tzuras HaPesach does not work to a pirtza is more than 10. Al be'eser moyel, but the Rambam holds if it's exactly 10 or less, even 10. Moyel afilu poritz meruba lo oimid. Even if, and that's it, that wall, that'll mean that the poritz is meruba. The opening is actually larger than the oimid. And afilu b'bika. If the openings are just 10 or less, that'll work even if you have all four, you have your case of the four kundas in. Now there's one case where Tzuras HaPesach according to the Rambam will work, even though it's more than 10. What is that? Beruach Shlishi Shal Mavui. So you have two walls of the Mavi which are enclosed, and the third side of the Mavi is open. So Mani Tzuras HaPesach Afilu B'Doifin Kuloi Kishum Ufulish Kimishtei Tefanas Shlemas. The commandment says Mishin Samadal Tzivalev. We'll see more about this later on. So, so if you have a two sides of the Mavi, Mavi is mafulish, means it's open at both ends. So let's say for argument's sake that the east and the west are open and the north and south are full walls. So now I want to close the Mavi so I can close the full east wall with the Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, and then that's considered, even according to the Rambam, that'll work, and that's the case later on. That's a halacha specifically in the case of Mavi. Elam Ken Oymed, Merubal Aporitz, Nachalach Zivir Rambam, Shagam Das Asmag, Vasmag Hu Ken. So Shmishabura Paskin, you should be Cheshish for the Rambam. So we pointed out last time that the Rambam basically, according to the Rambam, he's invalidating our Sidi Erev. Because in Sidi Erev, you're not going to have a situation where it's Oymed Merubal, and the appearances are more than Esser. Many of the gaps are seemingly more than Esser. You just need one to make a problem. Mm. Just if one pierces is more than Esser, that's it. So
I guess he didn't have an Erev in his city.
Or you made walls, yeah. You made walls, but the, so. Okay.
So in a Mavoi, where you have both ends open, the east and west walls, and we just talked about closing the east wall.
Right.
So the west wall is presumably still open, right?
So then you make a heter, the west wall with a lechi.
And no Tzuras HaPesach.
No, so you don't need Tzuras HaPesach in that situation. You make Tzuras HaPesach on one end, you make a lechi on the other end.
Yeah, so is it just that it's less than 10? Or what's...
No, it's more than 10.
How does that work?
Well, lechi is a lechi moshe mesina. We pass on lechi is mishum mechitza. It's a lechi moshe mesina. It's considered a mechitza, but it's only said in a situation of a chatzar or a mavo. It's not said in a... It doesn't work in pika.
And how far apart can your lechis be?
Well, you just need one.
You just need one lechi...
You just put a pole there at the end.
And it creates its own plane for ad infinity.
I don't remember what the limit is.
Uh-huh.
If there is,
practically speaking, if it's really a chatzir or a mavoi,
it can't be too big because halacha is a mavoi is only valid. It's only considered a mavoi if the width of the opening is less than the length of the mavoi. By definition, it's not considered a mavoi. So unless you had a very 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 long mavoi, you're not going to have a very very wide opening.
Right.
Okay, so now what exactly is Tzuras HaPesach? So, if you learn, if you learn Hillel's ever talking about making an Erev, this is probably one of your most important sifim over here. Is like how to make a Tzuras HaPesach. The Shemeshah Brother have all these like pictures, different scenarios, etc. Which here's we got to talk about it. Well, Tzuras HaPesach. So Konami Khan, al Gaben. You have one pole on one side, one pole on the other side, and you have a pole, let's say for argument's sake now, a going across. Number one, okay. Number two, if you ain't on a gay behen, the top pole does not need to touch the two, the one going across, the lintel, does not need to touch the two side posts. El Sheesh Brenei and Kama Amos, even if there's a gap of many Amos, Luvashi He Goiva Hakonim Mishimikana Mikana Saratvachim. The two poles on the two sides have to be at least 10 Tvachim high.
Which distance is that referring to?
Going up.
Between the top of the. Between the.
Lintel and the two doorposts. So the gap of many amos between the top of the doorposts are, let's say, for argument's sake, 4 feet high. and the lintel is 20 feet high, mm-hmm. it doesn't bother us. But as long as the doorposts are 10 tefachim high, the yu mechavonim connected konav elyon, and they're directly under the lintel.
That's just by obviously. I assume it does not require a special device to determine that by eye.
Yeah, but it has to be true. I mean, you know, within, you know, just because I perceive it as so, it's not really true.
Well, the eye is the eye.
No, but then we usually do it. We do some type of measurements. I don't get all the measurements, but you use something a little more precise than an eye usually.
You'd have to have something suspended from the.
Well, you can do something suspended, or you know, there's the nowadays we have with lasers, it's much easier.
Oh.
You know, you use lasers going straight up. But it's a problem. We do need it to be directly under it, so therefore, as long as they're in contact, things are much easier. Okay. Yuchibrat akona ho'elyon, l'shnei akonim, o'lechon mehen, minatzad. So instead of having the lintel is on top of the posts, it's on the side of one of the posts or inside of both of the posts. So the loch is that lemahani does not work. Okay. V'tzarech sheyiyu hakonim shebitzdadin chazakim lekabel delos kolshu. The side posts have to be strong enough to support a door made out of anything. Vafilo shalkash or yishalkonim. Even if this door was made out of straw, even if this door made out of paper. You know, we could picture make a door out of paper. You know, well, big door.
Doesn't take much strength to support paper.
Exactly, but it has to have some level of strength. Avakano shalgaban tzagi b'kol shu. But the top one has no requirements of strength to it. Even just a piece of rope, a piece of string, well, where gemi was a flexible type of a plant, basically it's equivalent of a string for us, that'll work. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nesamech. Konami Kant. The truth is, a filu echad gavoy mechaveroi harbe. Even if one is taller than the other, thereby resulting in the fact that the lintel is going to be at an angle. Now, what's the chiddush over here? So this note over here, the if you look at the Shartzin brings it to Prima Gadon, that it works. The chiddush Membov, see the Shartzin Membov? He's not comfortable if it's he at least raises a doubt that it might not be kosher if it's a very significant angle.
Who's the
Re'im? The Re'im is one of the Rishonim. Re'im either is a Reli or Mizrahi, which you're familiar with from Rashi, that's a Mizrahi. Usually it's who the Re'im means. He wrote Chupas, he's one of the Rishonim. Now, Vimresha Echon Munach al Gabi Kona Hagavoya. Resha Sheni totally connected by Avra Mechubra Lukosil, Kona Hanom Mechubin Tathel, Bavari Mahani. If I have, let's say one pole is 10 feet high, and there's a lintel which is at that level, and the other pole is only 5 feet high, but it's directly under it, so I house it at the top lintel. Staying in the air, there's something holding it up. You know, it's attached to a wall or somewhere, something like that. That's fine. That's no question. Because then we say our good asset concept that the pole continues upward as if it existed, was there. But what it is, we're going to see there's a halachic psul the Morris says called Piskei Shamoy. Piskei Shamoy means Shamoy.
Shamoy.
It means a false type of door. So there were some things which are not the normal way to make. We would the halacha once you've seen how this works, but it has to approximate the way a door would look. You know, so their houses were not; they didn't build houses with you know with the measures that we have nowadays. Exactly, obviously, there's the fact that there was a little bit of an angle was not; it was considered abnormal when you built the house. A little bit of a tilt, etc. That was considered normal for them. At some point in time, it gets to be it's so pronounce the angle, nobody would build a doorway like that. You know, it's not a very functioning door. So that's Kreger's question. At some point in time, maybe you should get a halacha of Piskei Shamoy. Get this psula Piskei Shamoy. That's Kreger's issue.
So what's the angle he's going to consider to be significant?
Kreger does not give a number.
Is this a societal judgment call then?
What?
Is a societal judgment call?
You know. So, in the voice of Dirshah, they point out, well, he's Barbara Kreger Ma, who he has Zavis Hashipua Apaselas. Kreger does not give any type of information of what he feels is considered an angle which is problematic. But we're going to see Kreger, the same Mishabura, along which later on, which seems to indicate some angle which he feels is problematic. So we'll see the Mishabura later on. One of the places where this becomes an issue is when you have your source of Pesach going up a hill.
That's what they show a picture here.
Right. You know, I've had this more than once, this issue. So most places can hold it on the hill. As much as Halacha Moshe Sinai works, if the problem isn't that you made the doorway at an angle, it's just that the ground's at an angle, your door is basically following your ground, that's not a problem. So I remember we had a girl Shabbaton, we made an Erev one place there was a significant hill. So most person will say, as long as it's some, you have to be careful though, because if your rope at any point in time reaches within 10 tefachim on the ground, you get a problem. So if you have a long distance, so there's going to be some level of curvature. So you try to make it as tight as possible, but again, the poles have to be able to withstand that. So otherwise, it's going to sag. So if it's going down a hill and sagging, at some point you might get very close to the ground. That's a problem. You have to make sure it can never go below 10 tefachim. Okay, so that's okay. Samachal, for Kanal Gabayin, who then al Yirei Chavolin. So the upper one can be a rope. And the truth is, we'll see later on, we get in the halacha, that we can even make the side ones, cases we can make the side ones with rope also. Okay. I feel in the Gabayin, they're being a good asik, because why does it work? So you have two poles on the sides, they don't touch the lintel at all, because there's a concept of Halacha Moshe Sinai, you have a halacha of good asik mechitza, and it goes up. We look at halachically as if the side posts continue up till they reach the rope on top. Now, just how do you have this rope in the air? So theoretically, I could do the following. I have two houses and I have a gap between the two houses which I need to enclose. So I can put a eye hook into the wall of both houses, run a rope across between the two of them, put a corner down below on each side directly under the rope, and I have a tzurza pesach. I don't need to run my corner all the way up the side of the wall. I don't want to put the rope too low because I'm afraid somebody's going to run into it. I want to put it high up, so no problem. I get a ladder, screw it into the wall, have my cutter go, and I put a pole on each side, and I'm fine. Right, and that's a valid source of passage.
So we said that the top rope can't go within 10 tefachim of the ground, but if you have such a steep incline and you put in your pole in the ground, and it's next to, how far away can it be from the ground that's rising up next to it, so that it would be its own 10 tefachim without question?
So it's from where the bottom of the pole is. You don't.
You measure the I repeat. I'm not sure exactly where you're at. What are you asking?
So you have your hill. You have your hill. Put a pole in the ground.
Yeah.
And this hill is so severe.
Right.
That it almost appears that the pole that's right here is right next to the ground, mm-hmm. almost making it appear that the ground it's almost at ground level.
So in that situation, I imagine you wouldn't have a problem because we have then tell me lock it. You wouldn't need a source of Pesach at all in that situation.
If the angle of the hill.
If the angle of the hill is significant enough, so then the hill itself is considered a wall.
Good workaround. Okay. Good workaround. Yeah.
So I guess you'd have to figure out, would you have a scenario where they're... Okay. Summer Kimmel.
Thanks for calling.
Connected. They have to be directly beneath. But the Lord Mishnah Shnei Kanim Yom Mechavonim Mamish Neged Kanav Elyon. Like Ruchem and Menor, I feel a call shul. There can't be any. You can't be off. By we don't give you any leeway of being off. So if your bottom Kana is 3 inches wide at top, so you have 3 inches to work with. You got to have that rope anywhere over those 3 inches. But that's it. If it's off, even by a little this. Minute amount, it's not over directly over the kana, it's not good. So a lot of times you want it, it's hard, like you said, it's very hard standing beneath to really get a real sighting of it. You put a very wide kana on the bottom. You can make your kana this wide, just put a board, and then you figure somewhere, the rope's going to go somewhere over that width.
Is there a limit? Are you going to discuss that there's a limit to the width of the kana?
There is, but it's not usually not a problem. I think it's Dalaramas is the way, so that gives you a little bit of leeway to work with. Practically, we don't make anything that wide. I feel like Kana Echad Lo Hoyim Mechumen Kanad El Rocha Kol Shu is possible. Even if one of the two sides is, it's problematic. That's Tom. The Philim name a good Asik because what's the problem? You'll say good Asik on your Mekana, but now it's a situation of Hello Yia Hakana Valyim Minatzad. We said if the upper kana is not on top of the pole, but rather on the side of the pole, it's invalid. So you'll say good halacha good asik mechitza, but it's still here's the pole and here's the string. That's no good. You need the string here. You need the string on top. So if it's going to be off by a little bit, it'll end up being min atzad, not on top. If I have one pole here and one pole here, so that rope has to go like this. Otherwise, it's not going to be over both poles. Right? They're here, so the rope goes straight. If they're like this, so not directly, one is not parallel to the other. So if, let's say I have a house here, and I have a house here, and I want to put my string, but I, for whatever reason, I put one kind of here and one kind of here. So you better be careful to make sure that rope is going at the right angle to go over both of them, the correct angle to go over both of them, not at right angle.
Does it matter if the rope is, let's say, a hard, instead of a rope, you have something that's very hard. Okay, if it zigzags and it doesn't go in a straight line, that doesn't make a difference, as long as it meets the end of the pole.
You do have a problem of zigzagging. You might end up with a problem of a Pesach Shemoyah issue. It's not a normal thing to make a lintel out of. Normal lintels are...
Mm. So it also have to be within 3 inches, I guess, of that line, probably, or something.
At some point in time, it goes out. And we discussed this once. I think we discussed this. How much leeway you have. One of the issues which you always have here is a wind issue. So one of the shitas which says... Let's say your side kanim are this wide. So, Rav Chaim Frank says as long as the sag never goes below 10 tefachim, it's fine. So even though it's quite quite a sag, it's not a problem. But the issue which is raised is if it's sagging means it's not taut, that means the wind can blow it. Well, if the wind will blow it at some point in time, but it's not in between the two kanim. So now, basically, you have a case where here you took on him, and now the lintel goes like this, as opposed to going like this. And that's not valid. But when the wind blows it, yeah. It'd be the equivalent of as if you, let's say I took here are my two konim, and I made an actual lintel. My lintel, but made it like this. So at some point in time, the lintel is not between the two konim. It's going out at an angle. That's not good. So it has to go straight from one to the other. Well, the wind's going to do the same thing. When the wind blows that sag, it's going to blow it out, and that's a problem. So you want your.
So going back to the question, though, is it momentarily not good, or is it not good because it has potential to be blown?
No, it's only the problem while it's out. It doesn't invalidate it.
This relates maybe to the three inches I assume that's a tefah. I missed that because he said kol shehu.
Yeah, it's not. I just gave an example. If your width was 3 inches, so you would work with 3 inches. If you worked it with 6 inches, you work with 6 inches. If your width is a half an inch, you work with a half an inch.
So unlike a sukkah wall, it's just a question of making sure your kana is wide enough that we're talking about a ruach metsuya.
The problem is, even a Rosh Hashanah Metsuyah, while it's out, it's out.
So does that mean if the wind, if you know that your horizontals are only going to stay on top of the kanim in a Ruach Metsuyah, then if it's a day, Shabbos, if there's a Ruach Hashanah Metsuyah, you have to assume people can't use the Eruv because at any moment.
Theoretically. So that's not a way you want to make an Eruv.
So in practice, a city Eruv is made to stand up to a pretty strong wind. Well, of course, you're dealing with wire, it's a municipality, they're going to want to make them pretty strong too.
So we use the municipality wires, they don't go too far usually. Those are quite heavy wires. Right. When you make your own, you try to make it tight. And also the mylas with string is, because it doesn't have such resistance to the wind, because it's not such a large surface area, it doesn't blow that. As long as it's pretty tight, it doesn't go too far. Unless you have some major, major wind. Samatal. Minatzad pirish shloinosin ha'ayin al shnei akonim ha'omdim elachibur lehem minatzad. So the situation was, instead of putting the lint, in other words, this situation again, the poles, there was no good asik. The poles were the full height. So the poles, you put your major poles 8 feet tall, and you put your top piece at that height. Instead of putting it on top of the two poles, you put it on the side of the side on top of the two poles. The pesach shemashkev nitzan al shtei mezuzos. The way a pesach is made, the mashkev goes on top. Now, okay, comes along, and Mr. Brother, there is a taz. The masher mekel a taz, afilo so minatzad. The taz is mekel, the minatzad is kosher. But it's only maso begoiva akonah b'shovi makonah mamish, shen akonah oimet berlet lamala minachevel at all. So the taz is like this. If I have two poles, and the poles reach eight feet high, and I put a kana which goes from pole A to pole B, and the top of that kana, let's say it's an inch, it's 3 inches thick. You put a board. The top of that 3-inch board is perfectly parallel with the top of the two kana. So that's also a way you can make a doorway, the taz holds. But you're going to have, if the kana stick up beyond the board, even by a mashahu, right, so it's a half an inch above, that's not going to be kosher, even according to the taz. Because then your mezuzahs are higher than your lintel. Right? So that's not a normal way of doing it. Or vice versa, if your lintel is higher than, so that the top of the lintel goes above, beyond where the two poles would reach. It's also not a way to make. He says only if it's perfectly even. So that's kosher, according to the taz. You should know the kolachredim kolkim alav. Nobody else agrees with the taz. So if you take a look at the Shar Tzion and the Nalef, just to get your feel of who he's quoting. Chemin Moshe, Bevin Oizer, but to Sefer Shabbos, a Karman Asanol, Chen Hemi Gamkein, B'Shem Teres Chaim, a Masters of Shekel, Maminish Zodim, Shekosav Shekein, Mucho Gamkein, Marit Vod, Lukabasei. So you have all these akronim, plus you have the ritvoa indicates otherwise. And Gam Echidushi Rashba, Nidvus Mechadosh, they just found the Rashba on the Erevin, they published it. So he wrote, so Gam Kedoli Kabosei Ayin Shom. So the Rashba also indicates not like the Taz. You have a Rashba and ritvoa to the Rishonim, and you have many akronim say that the Taz is wrong. Therefore, Lachal Maisa, we do not rely on the Taz. So the Kana has to go on top. Okay, now, You made a groove in your kana. They make a groove.
In the
verticals. So top of the verticals, you made a groove, and you laid your rope from vertical A to vertical B, sticking it in the groove in A and in the groove in B. So it's not on top of the kana; it's really inside of the kana. It's somewhat laying inside of the, you know, the groove was deep enough that there is height of the kana above the chevel. So the string is, let's say you made your groove 3 inches deep, and your string is, the thickness of the string is an eighth of an inch. So there's 2.5 inches or plus of kana higher than the string. Making sense? Right? But kana oitz from lamala agava kana shemunach b'neim.
That then just sounds like, that sounds like it's clearly not qualified
being
above.
Right?
Why is it even a question?
Okay, well, so let's see. So, Mistabaka Prima Gaudim, the Prima Gaudim raises it as a question. And he is inclined to be Machmer. But there's a chazanish which is mekel on it. Okay. Now, said Mishabura, Avoli Ena Konim Oitvim Lamala. The Konim do not extend above it. In other words, the groove wasn't so deep. Ashachachach Rak Maat Bem Tziosin Lohniach Achevel Besoichai Shemunach Betoivel Yishtal Shalamata. Shabradam. You just made a small groove that it should stay in place. That's fine. The Mikrizal Gaba, that's considered on top. So just a small groove is okay if it's too grooved in, where the kanim will end up being higher than the chevel. That's probably a question, and the prima gadim is mach. Okay, now v'chenim noyetz mas merberosh hakana. You put a nail on the top of the kanim, and you wrap your chevel around the nail. Well, if you want to be technical about it, the nail is part of the kana, and the nail extends above the chevel. So now you have the height of the kana being higher than the height of the chevel. So what about that? Shapradami. The munach milamala negat kana. It's on top of the kana, and the nail is not part of the kana. The gabi this aloha, we just deal with it, is the nail is a way to hold the chevel in place. Now, v'imkarach hakchutz saviv hakana. If you wrapped your chevel around the top of the kana. You went around on top of the kana. Minatzad. As long as at one point in time I went over the top, so I felt I wanted to anchor my rope well. So I started, if my kana is this high, I started wrapping around lower till I got to the point, and then it went over the top. Well, part of the kana is below, part of the chevel is below, that's fine. But as long as at some point in time that chevel goes over the top of the kana, that's fine. Now, im yochel lismach al a telegraph b'mokim tzuris haPesach. Now that we have telephone wires, they have telegraph wires, but basically the same thing with telephone wires. If we're allowed to rely on them as a tzuris haPesach, I am a tshuva smarmer Mordechai simon laman aleph tshuva shor lemeishiv v'adura kama chelik beis simon peivov peiches tshuva beishlomo chelik aleph simon memal. So he gives you 3 marmakarmas, whether it's considered valid or not. So the problem usually is that the kana is minatzad. Um, usually the ropes are not necessarily, they don't go over the top of the usually it's the case of Kahneman and Tzad.
How many years ago was this written?
Mishabru? Mishabru was published in 1906, I think it came out.
Six.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they have the data.
They didn't yet have telephones in Poland.
I guess not to any major extent, but they did have.
They had a telegraph. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Well, that had been around for.
I know, but I just think Poland. I don't know. Popular enough that it'd be a halacha.
Well, yeah, the major from the, in the major cities, you know,
and, that's true.
And, you know, there is, I'm sure in Warsaw and the Kovno, these cities, I'm sure they had telegraph. They weren't that primitive. Okay. So what we usually do, it depends. You know, we go with telephone wire. We look if the situ- by the way it's made, it goes over the top. So it goes over the top. It goes from the over the side. We make a separate kona. We make a separate vertical to work with it.
So there's no leeway on how much it can go to the side. If it's not over a kona, it's not over a kona.
Not over a kona. Okay, so if it's lemah, it doesn't work.
Just the groove business. I just looked in the back. You have to look in the back to see the picture for the groove. There's a groove on top, not on. I was thinking it was on the side. The issue is that that's the way they divide anyway. Page 8 in the back. The groove is being so. The issue is that it's below the top of the kana, but. Like the groove itself is on top.
Yeah, correct.
That's the way to draw. I misunderstood.
Okay. Well, good. I'm happy.
I guess that makes sense that's the way you would do it to keep it, make sure it stays in.
Yeah. Okay. Lemahani, if imhemi to kona akhar tachas ezim mokum shahoyim in atzad, it's kosher. Mokum yeshlishlev kona apostle mitne haroyim. So now, the Mishnah says like this. So let's say I have my pole standing, and it's minat zad. So I make a second pole running up the side, which makes it that's under the that's not minat zad. So that's fine. The only problem is people will come along and say, "Oh, it's minat zad, and that's kosher." So if you can get rid of the original first pole, which is problematic, and you rely on the second one, that's better. Obviously, we don't have that option with the telephone poles. We use the telephone wires. We make a second kona, minatzad, a kona on the side, which is not minatzad, is under it. Now, one thing which we do is the pole, which is the side pole, which is the real halachic vertical. So, does it have to be straight up and down? Let's say for argument's sake, so here's my telephone pole, and here's the cross beam, which is holding the wires. And the wires are out here. They're maybe 10 inches away from the pole. So what am I going to do? Right. So we run a, you usually use like electric tubing, you know, the half circle tubing, you use for molding, you use the cover electric. You know, looks like this. Right.
Where are you in the Mishnah?
So, yeah. We it's pretty much standard. You run it up the side of the pole, and then you bend it out to touch the wire.
Oh, wow.
So, it's at an angle. It's not straight up and down. But since it's touching the wire, the fact that we hold it, once it's touching the wire, it's actually touching it, that's not a problem. Now, there are some places who hold it as a problem, Hiskel Shemoy, because that's pretty, again, remember, we said that they didn't, their walls weren't perfectly straight. So when they built, so the definition of a Piskei Shomayim wasn't has to be perfectly straight. But again, at some point an angle, it's going to get too pronounced to be a problem.
I'm having trouble picturing, where's the...
Here's my telephone pole.
Yeah.
Right? And here's my wire. So I run a piece of molding up like this and out to here. And it touches the wire. And that becomes my kana until the next one. So it runs up here because that's what keeps it in place. And the last piece goes out here to touch the wire. So with my minhag poison to mount that's considered valid, even though it's at an angle. Even though there are some places which are machmer on it.
We can talk about the purpose of the lechis, the very thin lechis that get tacked to the poles.
We'll get to it a little bit.
Okay,
some of us. You said that the cross that your horizontal, the lintel, can be made out of gemming, can be made out of rope. Let me call Malcolm. You know what? Let's not run through this. It's 6:43. Let's hold it here.